This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Health Minister Greg Hunt has revealed changes to
what I called him last night. But
My Health and Record legislation to address privacy concerns. The changes will include increased penalties with fines more than doubling to $315,000.
What for?
Or up to 5 years jail for those that misuse the e-health system. And unless you opt out, we will all receive a My Health Record with just 7 days to go to opt out if we don't want one. And joining us on the line is Dr. Megan Prichter from the Melbourne Law School. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning. Good morning.
Megan, what sort of information will the My Health Record contain?
So it's designed to hold a lot of different types of information. It's basically a summary record of a lot of different health system records. So it can contain summaries of care with your GP and results of imaging like x-rays and blood test results, hospital discharge summaries, immunisation records. So basically a whole lot of different kinds of health information.
And who's going to be able to have access to that My Health system when it is up?
So it's designed with a lot of points of access. So basically anyone who's a registered health provider will be able to access the My Health Record system. However, access to your own individual record is only for people who are providing you with healthcare. So I guess we have to trust, and we do by and large trust, the health professionals to act in the best interests of patients and to only access people that they're looking after, they're providing care for.
Megan, many of us consider our health information to be extremely sensitive and want it to remain private. Should we be concerned about privacy if it's just relying on trust?
Well, it's not just relying on trust. Also, as you've just mentioned, the penalties for misusing that information are really, really severe. They're actually going to be way higher than applies to misusing other types of health records. But a lot of people are concerned about privacy, and I think these concerns are really valid. I think it's important to remember that at the moment our sensitive medical information is kind of sloshing around in a lot of different clinical systems. And, I mean, doctors are still using fax machines to transmit information between them and hospitals and specialists. So I don't think you can say that the current system's ideal at protecting our privacy. People are worried about hacking. I don't think that's unfounded. This is going to be a really big, rich source of sensitive data. But I think probably a bigger concern is just, you know, human error, people leaving their logon credentials next to the computer and that kind of thing. And so I think, you know, if you're thinking about having a My Health Record but you're concerned about privacy, there are things that you can do to maximise, you know, your privacy.
Megan, what about stigmatised health issues, you know, things like HIV or STIs or even, you know, gender dysphoria, what have you? Could the My Health system open us up to discrimination by health professionals and potentially result in more stigma?
Yeah, so I think it's really important to remember that health professionals can only access your My Health Record for the purpose of providing you with care. And so while your information is held in a system, that information is not going to be openly available. It's not going to be published, for instance, and it's going to be very carefully controlled. So the privacy settings for My Health Record are tighter than they are for the rest of our medical records. I think if people are concerned about this, they can certainly opt out. That's one solution. Or they can go ahead and get a record, but they can set access and privacy settings on their record. So, for instance, they can set a PIN over their whole record so that a doctor can only access their record if they ask for the PIN and the person tells them. So there are ways, if you do think having a My Health Record is a good idea, and I think it, you know, for a lot of people who are seeing different medical professionals or who might have who might go into hospital and come out again or who are managing a lot of medications, this system could have real benefits, and that's what it was designed to do. So there might be good reasons why people stay in and have a My Health Record, but that they can set, you know, I encourage people to set access controls and privacy settings that suit them and to kind of log on and see what's in their record and take active control over it. I think that's probably a really good approach.
Well, that's definitely changed my whole attitude because I was one of those that opted out at the very beginning without actually knowing that I could set PIN codes or give myself. Can I change it now and go back and opt in and redo it? Do I still have time?
Yeah, you can. You can opt in at any time. You can opt out now and then see how it goes. And in a year's time, you know, if the system seems to be working well for people that you know, then you can opt in then. Conversely, if you don't opt out and you have a record and you change your mind in 12 months' time because you never use it and you don't think your health professionals are using it, then you can delete the record then. At the moment, there's a problem in that the record will be retained for 30 years after you hit delete, but there's legislation before Parliament that's going to fix that problem, and so that delete will mean delete. So I think the point is that people can, you know, change their mind over time, see how it goes, and opt in or out later down the track. So people shouldn't feel panicked by the fact that there's 7 days to go till the opt-out period ends. There's still plenty of time to make your choice.
And Megan, lastly, what about insurance companies and life insurance companies? Could they potentially gain access to the record later on as part of, say, a policy?
So there's a prohibition on insurance, health insurance and life insurance companies getting access to My Health Record. I mean, the law could always change down the track, but personally, the trend I see at the moment is that the law is tightening up rather than loosening, and the concerns that people have expressed about insurance companies and employers being able to potentially access the record, I think is going to lead to increased tightening rather than more information washing around the system. So if you've got a record and the law changes in a way that you're unhappy with down the track, then you can always delete the record then.
Thanks, Megan. So you've got until November 15 if you don't want a My Health Record. If you wish to opt out, you can head to myhealthrecord.gov.au. Megan, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much.
Dr. Megan Prichter from the Melbourne Law School.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.